It turns out I've got some birdies chirping at me. This is not a thing.
Oh, no.
So it's not a completely incorrect anecdote from out in Ashburn, but there was a little confusion, it seems like. Apparently, Jaden Daniels' marketing team is doing a deal with Bisquick where fans will be able to get their hands on special boxes of Bisquick pancakes with Jaden Daniels' like face on them that are like look like a football. And there's a deal they're doing with him because he likes waffles. That is different than giving them away at the game, which is not a thing that is happening. So if you're going to the stadium and you're asking, where are my waffles?
Grant and Danny told me there'd be waffles. There's no waffles.
So you know how many people are going to be doing this? Hey, I listened to Grant and Danny. They told me I'm getting waffles. Where are my waffles? Because there's a lot of people that aren't listening anymore that were then. Just
tell
know.
Them. Find them and tell them there's no waffle.
No waffle for you. You will not be getting waffles. Listen to the audible here. My guy Ben Standing's the best. I don't think anybody grinds harder on that beat. Like, he is always working. But the audible was, turns out Jaden Daniels digs pregame waffles. Fans attending the home opener will receive waffle mix before Sunday's game. Griddle up. Seems pretty intuitive. Like, oh, you're going to the game, you get waffles. Turns out Jaden Daniels digs pregame waffles, and fans will have a chance to receive one of these waffle mix boxes via the rookie's Instagram page. Griddle up.
Very, very different. So I wonder.
So if you follow Jaden Daniels on Instagram and you watch his Instagram lives, maybe you can get some waffles.
So I'm not joning. I'm trying to offer a comparison here.
Yeah.
Who was the wide receiver when you were on the beat where you go, this guy's on the roster, it's happening, it's a done deal, he's going to get signed, and then he didn't.
Eddie Royal,
thank you. Went to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Every report said the same, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And you've said a million times, you still think about that one sometimes.
It's the only thing I ever reported that was ended up being categorically wrong.
Is this Ben Standing's Eddie Royal?
No, of course not. I mean, this is, he got an email from a marketing person probably and looked at it quickly and thought, they're going to be giving these away at the stadium, and it turns out you can get them on Instagram. I mean, it's a little...
Again, a little, that's so different. It's like,
you're killing Ben right now.
I'm not. Saying that's a chasm. I'm Jeremy Maclin over here, for God's sakes. Let's talk who's here. Tell me I've never messed up.
What I think's hilarious, though, is like you and I like praising this new ownership.
Hey, this is genius. Who's in charge of marketing over there? Get him on the horn, because that's brilliant.
This new marketing team, they know what they're doing. The way to a commander's heart is through their throat with food.
Yeah, they do.
Shut up, Danny. We're talking.
Can we have one conversation once, Danny?
Why do you do that?
Unbelievable.
God, it's so much.
Did he bounce?
No! No!
Is this a win for Jason Wright? 800-636.
What'd you like to see next? You want to do biking in week 5? What do you want? You want him to do syrup with it?
I mean, I was steamed up.
Oh, God. What a horse's ass I
was going to have to walk down to the fan entrance just to grab myself some waffles.
I'm just congratulating everybody over there.
Can you imagine? And I'm so fat, too. So think about that. Like, the fat guy walks up, like, where's my waffles?
I was told there'd be waffles.
And Ben Standing, I show him the tweet. I'm like, hey, Standing said, they're like, I don't know anything about that, sir.
I don't care if you don't know. I have receipts. Benjamin is a credible reporter. Where's my waffles?
Do we need to get Standing on to break down what happened here with the waffles?
This is tough.
So let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
My daughters go to Sitwell Friends. You will not be getting waffles.
There's no waffles.
At the stadium.
There are no waffles.
You will potentially get waffles if you follow Jaden Daniels on Instagram.
Man, that couldn't be more different.
And there's a lot of like random Instagram lives where he's just kind of like looking there and like responding to a couple comments. So enjoy those and possibly get your waffles.
You might get to meet Brandon Ayuk on a live, and you might get waffles on a live. Here we go. That's right, Al. There are no waffles given out of this game. Maybe like they have some kind of brunch in one of the suites or something here and there. I don't know. I don't know what the score there.
I think we've cleaned it up pretty well. But let's go around the horn really quickly just to really drive this point home. Our producer is Darius Dameron. Darius, you're going to the game on Sunday.
I will be in attendance, yes.
When I walked out during the last break, you high-fived me and said, and I quote, I can't believe I'm getting waffles. Now understand that you will not be getting waffles.
Wait, I'm not getting waffles? I thought we were getting waffles.
Nope, see the confusion. You see it?
Damn it.
You see it?
So it's not hitting home. There will be no waffles. Daniel Day-Lewis starred in a movie. It's called There Will Be No Waffles. Do you understand?
I take your waffles.
Ryan, you're not going to the game.
I'm not.
No. But in a world where you were, do you think you'd get waffles?
I do. Because, I mean, Ben tweeted about it.
Wrong. He did.
Wrong.
Are we sure?
No. Look at his account. It says, griddle up, follow Instagram. You could get him on Instagram. That's what it says.
But it also says you can get waffles.
But not at the game.
Are we sure?
Yeah, that's why you have the edit feature. That's why you have the edit button. So no waffles, to be clear. So can we read your rankings now? Can we go French toast since waffles screwed you over a little bit here?
Waffles kind of screwed me. Waffles screwed me a little bit. I'm knocking them down.
Pancakes number one?
Pancakes still 10. Waffle 9.0.
Okay.
The frost, the French toast, 877.
Ooh, closing in. Closing the gap.
877 like cars for kids, I think.
It's like a NASCAR race where you're seeing the gap dissipate. It's like, oh, last lap, we were back by a half second.
Do an F1 bit. Okay, waffles, push.
Mm. Everybody gets it, right? We don't need to have people call in and make sure they understand one at a time that you're not getting waffles. There will be no waffles. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I got more Cliff Kingsbury thoughts. That was supposed to have been a detailed breakdown on everything Kingsbury said today at the podium. But
what if he addressed the waffle situation at the podium with his deep voice?
What if Kingsbury went back to the podium right now and was like, I have one more thing. I just want to make it clear, Jaden does like waffles, but we won't be giving those away at the game. I think Jaden still likes them.
I'm sure he does. That part's true.
Possibly. What if he hates waffles? What if the story is we find out Jaden Daniels is allergic to waffles?
Oh, my God.
That would be tough.
Oh, man.
Let's hope he's not allergic to waffles. Waffles, : Jaden Daniels. Lobster, : Darius Dameron.
That's tough.
That's like a SAT-style analogy bit.
That's right.